dictation for Lenore, L-E-N-O-R-E, Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, February 10, 37, address as a letter, Dr. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Strong, S-T-R-O-N, Dear Dr. Strong, consultation for Mrs. Fisher with a changed kidney function over the last 6 months. She has heart abnormalities, follows with Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-K-I-E-K, and Dr. Isan, E-S-A-N. There has been successful efforts of diuresis over the last 6 months, at least 40, 50 pounds of fluid were removed. She's more careful with salt and fluid restriction, has been on diuretics, appetite also down, no vomiting, dysphagia, isolated constipation, uses prune, P-R-U-N-E juices, no bleeding, there is frequency nocturia urgency, denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. She's incontinent, wears pads. She has sleep apnea, PIPA machine at night, and also oxygen 2 liters, not during daytime. Has extensive arthritis, neck, lower back, hands, knees, but denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. She has a pacemaker, is not a defibrillator, uses inhaler as needed, can cough, clear sputum, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies skin rash, minor bruises from anticoagulation. Denies bleeding nose gums, denies headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease with a 3-vessel bypass surgery, apparently 97. That was done at St. Mary's in Saginaw. She denies heart attack, stents before or after. She's aware of congestive heart failure. She denies rheumatic fever and endocarditis. Echo shows pulmonary hypertension. Pacemaker place apparently September last year, 23. No event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS stroke, no gastrointestinal bleeding, denies anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including thyroid cancer, total thyroid removal, did not receive chemotherapy or radiation treatment. The 3-vessel coronary artery bypass, the pacemaker, also history of colon cancer, resection, about 10 years ago, no recurrence, no chemo or radiation treatment, bilateral lens implant, DNCs, tonsils, colonoscopies. Next paragraph, denies allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking, but secondhand exposure, minor alcohol intake, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include amiodarone, Eliquis, Lipitor, calcium, vitamin D, B12, thyroid, metoprolol, omega, aldactone, Spiriva inhaler, Demadex recently decreased from 40 down to 20 within the last month. And for incontinence, she takes Trospium, T as in today, R-O-S, P as in Paul, I-U-M. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 154, height 61 inches, blood pressure was actually low, around 90 over 50 bilateral. Bilateral lens implant, bilateral JBD, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, irregular reading AFib, has a pacemaker on the left, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, overweight of the abdomen, however, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no palpable liver split. 1-2 plus edema bilateral, varicose veins, stasis, pigmentation of the lower legs. Decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no mucosal abnormalities. I don't hear gross carotid bruise or lymph nodes, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from March. Creatinine recently improved from as high as 1.45 down to 1.34, 1.3. That will represent a GFR of 40, a normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate elevated at 32, normal glucose, calcium. However, creatinine was 0.6, 0.7 a year ago with a progressive rising to the present time. An A1C around 6.1. Albumin has been normal. There has been minor increase of bilirubin, 1.4, 1.5. Other liver function tests are normal. There is no anemia with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Recent high free T4 running between 2.5 and 3.1. With suppressed TSH around 0.25. I reviewed the echo from February of this year with the patient, has preserved ejection fraction. There is severe enlargement of the left-right atrium, does have dilated inferior vena cava, does have mitral tricuspid moderate regurgitation. They reported severe pulmonary hypertension with a estimated capital R, capital V as in Victor, capital S, capital P as in Paul, 105. TEA, because of the colon cancer, remains suppressed. Negative testing for deep vein thrombosis in the last few years. I do not see urine analysis. Arterial Doppler, lower extremities, mild disease. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, presently progressive. This is likely related to cardiorenal syndrome in relation to severe pulmonary hypertension, an effect of diuresis with recent 40-50 pounds fluid loss over the last 6 months. Azotemia stabilizing with a lower dose of diuretics. She is not on any nephrotoxic agents. We are going to do a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder. We are going to monitor chemistry on a regular basis. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Valium is improved. We'll see if the urine shows any activity for blood, protein, or cells. I describe patient in common terms how her heart and kidneys interact. We need to try to keep her. In a level that controls symptoms of her heart without making her kidneys too dry. At this moment, there is no need for changes in diet for potassium, phosphorus, or bicarbonate replacement. There is no need for phosphorus binders. At this moment, no need for EPO treatment. Plan to see her back on the next 3-4 months or early as needed. All questions answered. End of dictation.